Rights and education is something that, you know, I'm very passionate about, and I think you're very passionate about. The whole country should be passionate about it, because that's what's going to drive the gross domestic product of this country medium to long term. And if we don't teach our kids to work towards a future, then we're condemning them to the same education system that's going to get them absolutely nowhere in the next 10 to 15 years. The current education system will only apply to a few academic disciplines, and even those will be disrupted by artificial intelligence and other technologies. So it is with great pleasure that I, you know, host this morning for you and on your behalf, the Center for Creative Education. It's an independent, non-profit, Waldorf-inspired institution based in Cape Town, South Africa, and they seek to transform individuals and society by training teachers and performing artists, running a primary school in Khayelitsha, and lending support for over 25 schools in various ways. But we'll dig into this a little deeper. Very great having Willem van der Velden on the show, the academic head and certainly Center for Creative Education. Good morning. Good having you on the show.
Good morning, Kino. Thanks very much.
What exactly do you do?
I'm part of the team lecturing students, mainly in the primary B.Ed. program.
Yes.
And I'm also the academic head overviewing qualifications in general. But I prefer the actual teaching of the students.
That is the... Let's talk about what makes this different from CAPS and the CAPS curriculum as we know it.
Yes. Our logo and our little blurb, we say we are passionate about teaching. And that is exactly what we are about. We would like to focus on the actual teaching in the classroom. The CAPS is a very prescriptive and content-full kind of document, and the way it's implemented comes with lots and lots of admin and pressure for the teachers. And instead of having time to focus on what they do with their children, they are distracted by all the other requirements. So we would really like to focus on the work with the children. That is what should motivate the teachers.
Now, I've spoken to one or two teachers working in the CAP system. They say, yeah, but when you do Waldorf, then, you know, they just allow kids to do anything they like. And when they come to our CAP schools, they can't do the work. So, I mean, how do you respond to that?
Well, we certainly have other examples of that. We have graduates who go also in the public schools, and they're often the ones who start making changes in their schools, getting the better results and inspiring their colleagues and showing how the work with the children can be much more inspiring than it used to be.
Now, education wouldn't be worth anything if it didn't prepare our youth for the future.
Yes.
How does the center do that?
Yes. Well, we are inspired by a number of educationists. One of them is Rudolf Steiner, who started the Waldorf education, as you already mentioned. And a more recent one is Sir Ken Robinson. And he says, he says, we don't know the future. We don't even know what's going to happen in 10 years' time. And yet we are assuming that we know where the children need to go in their education. And he says, because we don't know the future, creativity is the main thing that we should develop in our children.
Creativity including, and you know, the one thing you'll never be able to replace is the ability to be able to deal with human beings one-on-one. Empathy and understanding people.
Yeah.
Which seems to be sidelined halfway through. We also, at normal, I say normal schools, but in our CAPS curriculum schools, not all of them, mind you, teach our kids it's not okay to fail.
That's true, yeah. And unfortunately, there is a whole atmosphere in many schools of frustration and discipline problems and blaming the children or blaming the community. And of course, we have a difficult country with difficult communities.
Mm.
But if the teachers were able to be focusing on making the child's life in school a happy day, then the children would be much happier, motivated for learning, and from whatever culture or from whatever background they are, they would do much better in their learning too.
So how do you deal with the academic stuff, though? Let's say mathematics and science. Do you inculcate creativity or don't you deal with that?
Oh, not sure.
I have to double check, right?
Yeah, sure. No, no. All the academic things are certainly important.
Yes.
But you can learn them, certainly with the children, in a much more active and artistic way than just sitting them down and letting them write worksheets.
Oh, things like robotics, very interesting. But just very quickly, do you have a website people can go to find out more? Tell me where we can go.
Yes, we have the Center for Creative Education website. It's cfce.org.za, and we are on Facebook and on Instagram. And everybody can phone us, 021 Cape Town, 797-6802. And we have an open day coming up on Saturday, the 11th of November. That's in Plumstead.
I'll ask him to check that out. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Willem van der Velden, thank you so much for your time. Really inspiring hearing about the work that you're doing.
You're welcome, Kino. Thanks for your time.
It's an absolute pleasure, your time.